The Old Testament reading for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost is from Zechariah chapter 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off. And he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore you double. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Romans chapter 7. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. At that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be richly multiplied unto each one of you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. We rejoice in the fact that the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives through word and sacrament. That very Spirit moved you to be here today. But you know, even after we have been brought to faith and been a confessing Christian for many years, our old sinful nature wants to think that it has something to contribute to our salvation. We just want to do something. And we struggle sometimes with the fact that Jesus Christ has done it all and he gives it to us as a pure gift. As we consider the gospel lesson this morning from Matthew 11, we address the theme, we rest in Christ Jesus. My fellow redeemed, dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Let us begin by stating that it is difficult for us to accept the reality of our sin, which is our first point. It was David who said, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." That is what we commonly refer to as original sin. It's been passed down from Adam and Eve, and it will be passed on to the very last person who will be born before Christ returns on the last day. Because all are infected by it. All people are born into this world, as we teach in the small catechism, spiritually dead, blind, and enemies of God. That is why Jesus would say to Nicodemus, "Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." And Paul put it this way, "Because the mind set in the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God." It is a struggle to accept the limitations of our intellect and to confess the reality of sin in our lives, you in your life and me in my life. Oh, our nature might admit, well, we do some things wrong, but then it turns around and tries to balance them with all the good that we think we are doing. We cannot balance the scale of God's justice with regards to sin. The Bible says, "But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised." It is the working of the Holy Spirit through the gospel who declares to us we are at rest in Christ Jesus. But our challenge as believers, secondly, is that we are still living in the flesh. Our pride continues to gnaw at our confession that Jesus Christ alone is the basis of our salvation. How often do we want to call the shots in life, even when we're dead wrong? Often we hold tightly the wrong things. The Bible says, "For all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment, and all of us wither like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away." Absolutely nothing we do can make us right with God. The call to faith is a call away from ourselves and unto the grace of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus says, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." Instead of being burdened down under the guilt and heavy load of our sins, we rest in Christ Jesus. Finally, Jesus extends his invitation and promise. He simply said in the text, "Come unto me, all who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Our sins weaken us. They burden us down like a heavy load. Jesus lifts that load of sin from us as he is lifted upon Calvary's cruel cross. Jesus was weakened for us to the point of giving up his life after he had shed his precious blood for us. It says in Isaiah of Christ's work, "Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. but he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. God's wrath over and against sin was poured out upon his Son in our place. Jesus died the death we deserved, and by his resurrection we are raised up with him. Jesus is our victor over sin, death, and the very power of the devil. St. Paul wrote, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says, take heart, my sons and daughters. Sins are forgiven you. How often can we hear that God loves us and that he forgives us all our sins for the sake of his Son, Jesus? We heard it again today in the Holy Absolution. We hear it in the preaching of the gospel and the sermon, and we receive it in the body and blood under the bread and wine for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. There is the holy medicine for our soul. There is Christ present with us. The Lord says, I am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. You know, there's a difference there between how God forgives and we forgive. Oh, we may forgive someone. We don't forget so easily. But it says, and I will not remember. Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Our Redeemer, Jesus, took the full blast of God's anger upon himself. And by God's grace, through faith in Christ Jesus, we have been freed from the curse of the law. We are refreshed and renewed by the healing balm of the gospel. It is the salve for the wounds which our sins open in our lives, sometimes through us, lives of others. But the Bible says, I have wiped out your transgressions like a thick cloud and your sins like a heavy mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. We rejoice in the forgiveness of sins and the rest which is ours in the midst of the struggles of life, the COVID-19 pandemic included. We can live in the joys of love and hope and peace, knowing whose we are and who we are. Paul reminds us, he says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivered himself up for me. We do rest in Christ Jesus. As redeemed sons and daughters, we are trusting and rejoicing in the sure and certain promise of eternal life because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. Jesus Christ beckons us to be at rest in himself, to receive forgiveness and nourishment in the Holy Supper. For in him we have the yoke of refreshment and peace, so that we serve him by serving our neighbor in true freedom, joy, and gladness here in time and thereafter in eternity. In Jesus' name and completed work of salvation. Amen.